Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish and Department of Administration Secretary Mike Hipsch suggested that there may be a delay in a decision to build a new off-reservation casino in Kenosha. They say the governor might request a six-month extension to take a closer look at what a new casino might mean for the region. State Senator Bob Wirch of Kenosha doesn't like the sound of that, and he's here this half hour to tell us why. Good morning, I'm Cynthia Schuster in for Joy Cardine. This is the State Capitol Report on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 7:36 on Monday, February 10th. What do you think of the casino proposal? Some say it would be good for jobs in the area. You may or may not agree. You can let us know at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. Our email address is talk@WPR.org, and you can also leave a comment on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Senator Bob Wirch is a Democratic state senator from Kenosha, whose district includes the site of the Menominee Tribe's proposed casino. Senator Wirch, thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, and thank you very much for having me on your show.
Sure. Well, it looks like you and the rest of us might have to wait a bit before we hear a decision on this proposed Kenosha casino. The state hired a firm to study the impact of the project, as well as what would happen if Illinois were to build a casino near the border. What's wrong with taking the time to do this?
Well, first of all, I think this is a shameful exercise in election year politics and a waste of money. Now, why do I say that? Well, the Bureau of Indian Affairs did an examination of the Kenosha Casino Project, and it looked at it for years, looked at every aspect of it, and finally came down in favor of the Kenosha Casino Project. Let me emphasize, too, that the Bureau of Indian Affairs represents all of the tribes, not just the Menominee. So they felt it would not have a bad effect on the Ho-Chunk Casino in Milwaukee. So I think what's going on here, and we had DOA Secretary Hipsch come to Kenosha, is simply they're playing election year politics, and it's costing the taxpayers a lot of money. We heard $500,000 for an out-of-state law firm, and now we're hearing that they want a national economic analysis firm to come in for probably hundreds of thousands of more dollars, when really the people of Kenosha have spoken. We've had two referendums down here on the casino. We've had business and labor come together. We've had Democrats and Republicans back this project. And now the governor is talking about delaying it until possibly after the election. I just think that's shameful when we're looking for jobs in this area. And I don't know how he defends that.
Well, let me ask you this. If this is election year politics, why wouldn't this just become approved? We create jobs in the area, and then Governor Walker says, look at all the jobs that were created under my watch as governor. Why wouldn't that be the track that he takes?
Well, I would certainly hope that he does that, but I'm suspicious because, remember, the governor set a timeline that he was going to make a decision by the end of last October. And now we're in February, and he's pushing it until after the election. I think there's basically two scenarios that could happen out there. One of them where he would bring everyone together just before the election and announce the new casino and therefore use it to get votes in November. And the second scenario would be if he defers it until after the election when the public no longer has any leverage and says no. And why would he say no? Well, he wants to run for president, and there's a lot of evangelicals in the Republican base who don't like gambling. Now, only the governor knows which one of these scenarios is going to happen. But in either case, I stand that this is election year politics and really a waste of the taxpayers' money.
The state of Illinois may allow the addition of several new casinos in their state, including one near the border of Wisconsin in your area. If they were to build a new casino first, what would that mean for the proposed project in Kenosha?
Well, I think that there would not be a project in Kenosha if they build one on just the other side of the border. And that's one of the real fears in this area, that since we're not making a decision here, they would make a decision for a casino in northern Illinois, and the jobs would be filled by people from Illinois, and we would be simply left out on that decision-making.
Isn't the demand for jobs great enough that there could be two casinos?
I think so, and I think that's what the Bureau of Indian Affairs said before, that we would draw a lot of customers in from northern Illinois. Now, let me make this clear, too. I'm a frugal German. I'm not a gambler. I haven't spent $10 in the Milwaukee casino or any other casino in the state. But I'm pushing this because we really need jobs in our area. Part of my district is in Racine, where we have double-digit unemployment. And while I would prefer manufacturing jobs, I understand that this is an $800 million project. And, you know, I would say to the governor, Governor, you've turned down a lot of federal money for this state, whether it's for Medicaid and whether it's for mass transit. This is free enterprise. This is money. This is not government money that would come in and build a big project in our area. So I think you should simply sign the document and let free enterprise take place in southern Wisconsin.
Some might say that casino jobs aren't the right kind of jobs for the people of Kenosha and southeast Wisconsin. Do you agree with that? And what other projects might you invest in?
Well, once again, we've had two referendums in this area where we let the people vote on whether they wanted a casino, and it won in both referendums. And so, you know, these nitpickers or people listening to right-wing special interest groups, I say listen to the people. We had two referendums, and I would prefer manufacturing jobs, but we badly need the jobs in this area. And with the Republicans, and I'm on joint finance, cutting back on the social safety net, making it more difficult for the working poor. And then on the other hand, they don't want to provide jobs for these people in a casino. So they're sticking it, I call it the war on the poor, against poor people from both ways, cutting the social safety net and then denying a casino where they can find jobs.
How do you feel about Governor Walker's criteria for approving the project that he stated in the past? As, if I understand it correctly, the criteria include that there be no net increase in gambling and that there be community support and agreement from the state's 11 Native American tribes. Is that criteria sound, or should it change in any way?
Well, I do not think it is a sound criteria. In Kenosha, they laugh. It's just like before you wanted to open a fast food restaurant down here, you had to get the okay of all the other fast food restaurants in the area. That's outrageous, and once again, that's against free enterprise and against the conservative job goal that the governor has set. And number two, I find it interesting that the governor is kind of, I think, waffling. Number one, he'd mentioned those criteria months ago that all of the tribes would have to agree before they would set up a casino in Kenosha. Now, when Secretary Hipsch came to Kenosha, he did not mention those criteria. And it, once again, he talked about an out-of-state law firm coming in and a national economic analysis firm to do a study on the proposed casino. So it seems as though he's shifting the rules now, and I find that interesting and frustrating at the same time.
We're talking with Senator Bob Orich, a Democratic state senator from Kenosha, about a proposed casino in his region and a possible delay in the approval of that casino, and getting your reaction as well at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. Our email address is talk@wpr.org. This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Cynthia Schuster, in for Joy Cardine on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the State Capitol Report on the Ideas Network. I'm Cynthia Schuster in for Joy Cardine, and we're talking with State Senator Bob Wirch, Democratic State Senator from Kenosha, about, among other things, a proposed casino in his area that might have a delay in terms of its approval or denial. We're taking your questions and comments at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. Senator Wirch, John in Madison is on the line. Hi, John.
Good morning.
What's your question or comment? John, are you there? Okay, let's talk to Lou in Oconomowoc. Hi, Lou.
Hi. I'm just in regards to this whole thing, first off, I'd appreciate it if the governor would come on out and instead of hiding behind the skirts of his lieutenant governor to announce such a thing. And, Representative Wirch, we know this is all going to get done, but it's going to get done after the election because we, the people of Wisconsin, are stupid and we don't see that this is nothing but a lot of political positioning because that Pottawatomie money and that boat down there, you know, they sway a lot of stuff there. So that's all going to come. And we've got a governor here that's got presidential aspirations, but first he's got to nail down, you know, a governorship here. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's just so disingenuous. This casino down there is going to be run by, Hard Rock, I believe.
Yes.
They're a really strong, I mean, their numbers are just amazing, and it's going to bring a lot of jobs to the area. So, like I say, my comment is, you know, here we go again. He's been dancing around, promising this. I mean, week after week we were hearing, well, now I'm going to the next level, or I'm really close. And it's just this darn dance that they do, you know, and we're all dumb here in Wisconsin. And Lord knows, I'm 60 years old. You know what? I can smell that pile of dung in the woods a mile away.
Okay, Lou. What's your response, Senator Wirch?
Well, I agree. It's very frustrating. This is a governor that said Wisconsin is open for business, and yet he's playing games with an $800 million project. We could have hundreds, thousands, actually I think they said 1,400 construction jobs going already on this project, and they keep playing games. So it is very frustrating, and I agree with your caller.
John in Madison, who we couldn't talk to earlier when he dropped off, he was going to ask why only Native Americans should be allowed to build casinos. Do you have a response to that?
Well, those are simply rules that were set up a long time ago by Congress. They are a sovereign nation, and they were given that authority. So that's not something that we can deal with in the state legislature. And those are simply the rules that we live by in Wisconsin.
What more are you prepared to do to see to it that this casino is built in your district?
Well, we will keep the pressure on this governor to make a decision. And let me emphasize, this is not partisan. This is one of the few issues that's brought together business and labor in our area. I've stood shoulder to shoulder with Republican representatives asking for this project. We've had two referendums, so this is not a partisan issue, but it's frustrating when you talk free enterprise and then all of a sudden seem to be putting this off and could possibly say no after the election and kind of thwart the will of the people in this area.
Do you think the governor will ultimately approve it?
I don't know. I did think that he might back in October, and all of a sudden everything came to a screeching halt, and now in February we're putting it off. And I've been around Madison long enough that if you want to kill something, you keep delaying it. And as I said earlier, he could either do it right before the election to get votes, or if it's after the election, I think he says no to advance his presidential aspirations.
Well, let's move on to other issues. The Assembly is expected to vote tomorrow on Governor Walker's proposed $504 million tax cut bill, and it faces an uncertain future in the Senate. Where do you stand on his proposal?
Well, I think that we need to put a good chunk of that money into a rainy day fund. Some of the older senators before I was around told me about Dreyfus giving back all the money to the people And then the next year or two, they had a bad recession, and they had to raise the sales tax. So I would like to see certainly a chunk of that go into the rainy day fund. There will be a tax cut. The only question is how much. But I think the governor has been kind of hiding some things in that tax cut. And recently it came out by John Peacock, did an analysis, and found that they're going to be playing around with the AMT. That's the alternative minimum tax. And that makes sure that generally higher income filers can't claim significant deductions to where they wouldn't have any tax liability. So it sounds like from this analysis that there's a $50 million sweetheart deal for people who make six-figure incomes out there to get them out of paying their fair share of taxes. And let me point out, if we get $50 million less coming in, you know, that's less money that we have to help local government with their tremendous snow plowing bills that they're racking up in this terrible winter that we have.
If you had it your way, what would you do with the surplus that is projected to come to fruition?
Well, of course, we're going to have a tax cut. The question is how much we would have. I would, I think, join some of the Republican senators that are worried about the structural deficit, and I'd put some in for rainy day fund.
The tax cut, though, is being billed as an opportunity, though, to put more money in the pockets of taxpayers. How will the citizens of Wisconsin feel about that, and do you foresee it having any impact at all on the upcoming election?
Well, I think, of course, tax cuts are usually timed to help out during elections. I think the governor is going to talk about this tax cut so people are not focused on his poor job performance. Remember, he promised 250,000 jobs during his first administration, and we're in the fourth year of that administration, and we're about 100,000 jobs. So tax cuts are good. But the best economic alternative is, of course, jobs for our citizens. I've always said the best social program is a job, and the governor has failed in that area.
Walker, build the surplus is more than a one-time deal, though. Do you have confidence that we'll keep seeing this extra room in the budget?
Well, I think that they've shown a trend, certainly through the 4 years he's in, for tax cuts, but most of the tax cuts have been for the rich or for corporations. Remember, we had hundreds of millions of dollars in tax cuts for corporations. And I've said to my Republican friends, okay, when does this trickle-down economics kick in for jobs for our citizens? And they have no answer for that.
How should we invest in jobs if the governor is failing in that area?
Well, I think certainly trickle-down has not worked. I would increase the minimum wage. Those people that get the increase in the minimum wage will spend that money in their community, whereas if high-income people get a tax cut, they may very well spend that money in the south of Florida, in the Caribbean, or some other place. But I would give an increase in minimum wage. Like I say, those people will spend the money on necessities right in their community.
I wanted to ask you about that. The push to increase the state's minimum wage above $7.25 an hour failed last month, and I believe you even proposed an increase to $7.60 an hour. Is that correct? Do I have that figure correct, first of all?
Yes. Even the modest bill that I put in, $7.25 to $7.60 with a cost of living, so we didn't have to keep revisiting it. The Republicans have failed to even give that a public hearing. So I think that the fall elections are certainly going to be a referendum on the minimum wage out there. And the governor and the right-wing legislators have said no. And I think they're out of step with the people on that issue, since most of the public opinion polls have shown vast majority of people understand that there's a lot of poverty in their communities and think the minimum wage is going up. There has not been an increase in 8 years in the minimum wage.
Why the 45-cent increase, though? Is that enough to make a difference for the average worker?
Well, first of all, there has been no increase for 8 years. The 45-cent increase is a bill that has already passed the legislature in the past, so I felt it had a better chance. I don't want a strong disruption for business. And I also, it has the COLA factor in where we don't have to keep revisiting this issue. So I am sensitive to the needs of small business, and that's why I went for a smaller increase. Mm.
Those who oppose raising the minimum wage say it would discourage companies, though, from hiring more people. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I think that this is one of the things that, and by the way, I saw a letter where over 50 economists were in favor of the increase in the minimum wage, and it has been tested out there. You know, there's 23 states that have a higher minimum wage than 725 that we have in Wisconsin, and they have not reported a bad effect on jobs out there. And this is something that economists can measure out there and compare states that have made the increase and states that have not.
Well, in our last few moments here, do you see any light at the end of the tunnel? Will this be approved at some point in the near future?
I think that the voters are going to have to speak out on this issue in November because clearly I think Republicans in the state legislature are pushed by some of their Tea Party libertarian members who, if they had their way, would do away with the minimum wage and ask people to work for $3 or $4 an hour. So,
well, Senator Wirch, we actually have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
That was Senator Bob Wirch from Kenosha. I want to thank Bill Martins for producing the hour, Christy Taylor for on-air direction, and Robin Cherry for on-air production. I'm Cynthia Schuster on the Ideas Network.